Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, also Keystone Sports Network on Spotify. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We are coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Got a good show for you coming up. We are starting things off with I think it's time to look forward instead of backwards on the recruiting trail. We all know what Penn State has gone through over the past week, for sure. The past few weeks dating back to the end of May. Let's figure out where things are going from here, who the top targets to know are, where Penn State's path forward is. So we're going to touch on that to get things started. I also thought, you know, as we're breaking down Penn State's roster, we're going to do that in a few different ways, really through the summer, through training camp. But I wanted to look at some guys on both offense and defense who we probably aren't talking about enough. You can call them underrated. I like to use the word undervalued or underappreciated. They're just guys that could have bigger seasons than you might think. They might be guys that you already know. They might be guys that you don't know a whole lot about. So I thought it would be a good, unique way to look at the roster, because we've talked about so many different guys. We've talked about position groups and position battles. We have a lot of the same themes, but certain guys just aren't being discussed. So we'll do that. We're going to round things out with the next installment of our player profile series, which is doing more or less the same thing, where we're just trying to figure out what every player on the roster has in store for us in 2019 and beyond. So we'll get started on the recruiting front. As I mentioned, a forward-looking recruiting breakdown. We all know what they've gone through. Three decommitments in 5 days. Grant Tutant, Aaron Parks, Josh Moten last week. Julian Fleming picked Ohio State on May 31st. We all know that. We've probably addressed it more than enough on this show. So that leaves Penn State in a place where they're ranked number 23 class in the country. 9 commitments on board so far. So I'll just kind of ask you the big picture question here, Greg. Now what? What's next? What does Penn State have in store for us? How do they start to begin to turn this momentum around?
Yeah. The first thing is to, you know, continue hosting prospects. So they have until next Sunday, the 23rd or 24th, whatever that weekend is. They have until then to host prospects, and then the dead period starts. And guess what that means for the coaches? Vacation, or as close to vacation as they can get. So they have the whiteout camp coming up this weekend. That's sort of the last hurrah for the coaching staff to get guys on campus for, you know, what should be their biggest and best camp of the off season here, of the summer. And then after that, everyone kind of goes their separate ways. And don't get me wrong, there'll still be some stuff going on. Coaches will still be, you know, messaging kids and using social media and all that. But visits are over then for both coaches going on the road and kids coming to campus until July. So I think it'd be beneficial for Penn State to maybe land a commit or two between now and then. But, you know, if you just take one look at the calendar, there's not a lot of time left to do that. If they don't get a kid by that Sunday where, you know, the staff kind of goes its separate ways, then I highly doubt that you'll see another Penn State commit until July. So it could be a while until the next one comes in for the Lions. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, if to get things moving in the right direction, it's just keep hosting kids, keep building relationships and maintaining them and hoping for the best. Other than that, getting back on the field and winning.
So I know we mentioned we're forward looking, but 9 commits on board, and you can get yourself into trouble probably for answering this, but does everybody look pretty solid that's left?
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I don't really see on the group of commitments they have now, none of them really register to me as a potential decommit. That said, Grant Tutant didn't really register as a decommit too. You know, you're always going to have to watch Derek Wingo because he's a Florida guy. Florida tends to lead the country in decommitments. So, you know, there's no reason to think he could be a guy that flips, but unfortunately where he lives
Why does Florida lead the country in decommitments?
I don't know, but you go back through the 247 sports tracker and look, it's just, you know, it's Florida, 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 Florida. I don't know if it's because, you know, kids commit early down there and then decide to, you know, open things up. I don't know if it's because the, you know, the offers come later for some guys because, you know, it's a big state and some kids are under recruited. I don't know what the reason is, but certainly is the case.
Let's talk about top targets on the board. There are a few whose name you hear quite a bit. Theo Johnson, who's a tight end from Canada, strikes me. There's a couple.
Here's the problem I have with Theo Johnson is that he's almost, and this probably isn't fair, but he's almost turning into Ja'Kai Moore a little bit, where we keep hearing his name endlessly, yeah, and you're just like, why isn't this kid committed to Penn State yet? It makes you wonder.
Yeah, so he's he narrowed his choice of schools down not that long ago. I guess we've been following along with recruiting for so long that I just don't really jump at those top schools lists anymore.
Not unless it's the top three and the kid says he's announcing next week.
Yes, I think that is exactly right. There's got to be some kind of action item attached to it.
Okay, so Texas led the decommit list last year, according to 247 Sports. There's 7 Texas kids decommitted, 6 in Florida. Florida already has 8 this year, so wow, they're on quite the tear. Then when you go back to the class of 2018, which of course is a good one for Penn State, Texas had 7, Georgia 6, Tennessee 6, Florida 4. So maybe the Sunshine State is not as dominant in that ranking as I thought, but I knew they were up there this year.
Well, part of that is just math, right? That Texas and Florida, they have so many kids. So other top targets, and I'm curious your thoughts on specifically running back and wide receiver recruiting. Mm-hmm. I know they're linked closely enough with enough wide receivers. You know, Jaden Dotton, Keandre
really
Lambert.
Need to see Jaden Dotton show up on campus sometime soon here. He's a guy that Penn State's been hard after for quite some time now, and he doesn't live that far away. You would just like to see a kid like that on campus more frequently. Obviously, he goes to the same school that Christian Wilkins went to, so sorry to bring up those bad memories. But
yeah, that's Penn not State's, a good name to attach.
No, but Penn State's recruited well there before. You know, Keandre Lambert, really interesting to me. I think he's a guy that, you know, obviously visited a couple weeks ago, and it's just a superb talent. Christian Fitzpatrick camped pretty recently. So they got some names on the board here of guys to go after. A.J. Henning from Illinois took an official visit over the weekend. I mean, you get on this list and, you know, Bryce Gowdy could eventually take a visit. So there's certainly, plenty of options on the board. William Nixon from Texas is a guy we've talked about on this show before. So they're in good shape here with Noval Black committed and probably looking for 2 more receivers. I'd be hard-pressed to think they can't get at least 2 more.
By the way, Norval Black, I saw he went from unrated to being a 3-star guy and a top 20 JUCO player by 247 shortly after committing. So there was, you know, it was not many people knew of him, but I think Penn State's offer and his commitment, as it tends to do, carried some weight and made people take a closer look at him, ask around, watch some film. And I think it would seem that these services will have bought into what Penn State offers. So I don't know, you know, it's always interesting, you know, when Penn State offers a kid like that and is so out of the blue and he commits on the spot, he didn't have any other offers, you're always thinking, okay, do they really know something that nobody else does? Because it's really hard to do that this day and age.
Yeah.
But they do have such a it's a priority thing for them to see these kids in person. And when they see them in person and they see how they test, they see how they move, they can see their athleticism in action, that is by far their number one barometer for whether they're interested or whether they're not. So they saw Noval Black and were interested. I just thought it was interesting. You know, the JUCO angle of it, they offered another JUCO kid on Sunday.
Yep.
So Penn State and the junior college ranks, I don't know if it's purposeful. I don't know if they've, in the past couple cycles, they've just seen more kids that they like or some combination of those things. But Penn State is really exploring those JUCO ranks.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that obviously you have a history of hits and misses at Lackawanna, right? I mean, there's some guys that come and they're really good. There's some guys that come and maybe don't pan out the way you think they're going to. So I would love to see more schools offer Noval Black just because it'd be good. That's what I'm looking for here.
The confirmation.
Confirmation, yes, exactly. That, you know, this, but, you know, on the other hand, Penn State's recruited some pretty darn good receivers over the last 6 years. So maybe we should just give them credit for finding this guy, offering him, and getting the job done.
So how does the calendar shape up here with recruiting, and when to expect another run of prospects committing? Because I think it's a priority for a good number of prospects to get this out of the way in time for their senior season. So would you think that late July, early August would be the time where we could see another little chance for Penn State to make a run?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, could they get a couple here before the end of this evaluation period? Yeah, it's certainly possible. I guess it's a quiet period now, but regardless, could they get a couple of guys maybe before? Yeah, it's possible. Could somebody decide that, they want to make a decision during a dead period now that they've seen a bunch of schools? Yeah, certainly possible as well. But I think you're looking in that late July, early August range of, guys making their decision before camp starts in their own little respective necks of the world. And to me, that should be a big plus for Penn State to maybe try and ride some of that momentum into the start of the season, which again is a pretty winnable schedule, and go from there. And, if they win some games, then they'll probably see some more commits come their way as well.
Speaking of the start of the season, we have a special offer to that runs through the end of June through GoPSURV.com for the home opener against Idaho, the second game of the year against Buffalo. You can buy an RV and you can get a second one free for the same game. So you rent one out, you get the ultimate tailgating experience Friday, Saturday. You can leave on Sunday. It's really a whole weekend of tailgating that's not interrupted by anything that you don't want. So you can take the bus from the GoPSURV.com lot to Beaver Stadium. You don't have to worry much about that. 409 Tailgate Club will have a free meal for everybody in your party. The deal good through the end of June, so the days are starting to tick away. It's never too late, always, to look at the 2019 season anyway. Yep. But June, to get this buy one, get one deal for Idaho and for Buffalo, you have to act soon. You can go to GoPSURV.com or you can reach out to Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to learn more. We're talking about recruiting now in this time where Penn State is looking to pump the brakes on some of this negative momentum, which I think we've talked about this before, Greg, that momentum happens this way and that there will be some forward momentum at some point. You can doubt James Franklin as an X's and O's guy. You can have some doubts about him as a football coach, but recruiting, it's what he does. And I just don't think there's a track record to have the severity of doubts that Penn State fans have.
Yeah,
right,
they'll be just fine. Again, you hate when commitments or decommitments rather come in a stretch like this, because it sets off bells and whistles for a lot of people. But that doesn't mean that the sky is falling. It doesn't mean that the world's ending. Penn State's just fine. They have plenty of guys out there on the board still.
All that in mind, we're going to shift focus from recruiting to the 2019 season. We're going to give our picks for underrated players on Penn State's roster. We're going to start with offense coming up after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.